Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I would like to see the fruit of that.
What a diverse family.
What a damn reaction.
I mean, that is a lot of culture in that old Wall family.
And he's, hey, by the way, as a side note, I will get to Mel Kiper. And Hall's really aging, isn't he? I mean,
yeah.
he's gracefully, but.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I'm with him because I refuse. I'm going to be that person. I'm not going to dye anything. Whenever the gray comes, I'm just going to let it roll in the way that Paul does. But it, like you look at Paul, you're like, damn, man, Paul is aging.
Yeah.
Sit the same guy sitting sideways.
Old Paul is seasoned.
And I'm one of them. There's a lot of people in this city and in this state, man, that Paul Wall aging is it really brings you back. I mean, it brings you not. What am I looking for? It really kicks you into reality. Like,
yeah,
man. You're like, damn, how old am I?
I mean, Paul's yeah. Like I mean, that, if Paul's great,
he looks good.
He
looks good.
Yeah, right. he does. Yes.
You know what else Paul Wall does really well?
Raps.
Well, that okay. We all understand that. Would you
the what
low,
else?
The lowest was, hanging was, fruit of low hanging
like,
fruit?
I hate
like getting answers right, man.
I hate when people.
I'm addicted to being right.
Answer rhetorical questions.
Sorry. Tell me what else. No, the Iceman is
but
great.
The only
at.
Thing is, I wish you would have kept throwing more at cutting, cooking, doing grills,
swanging,
swanging. Picking out colors,
flossing out on them roads.
He's aged his I don't want to say accent. What is it? His slang. What word am I looking for?
His
vernacular.
Yeah, all of that. Whatever word we're looking for that encapsulates all that.
His dictation.
It is a much like if you pictured back in the day, like Paul Wall, older, a little bit more in the business side of things, and making a business out of his rap game. This is what you get.
That's not the Paul Wall we got anymore.
Correct. Right. That one in the middle may be right there. That one may be.
That one right there. Yeah, that's Paul now, man.
Boy, that beard's gray, ain't it?
And it's gray. He is.
I see you, Paul.
I don't give a damn. I don't. Yeah, go ahead, man. Do your thing, man. I appreciate it, man. I like the thought. All right. Before I do get to where Mel Kiper has the Texans going at the 25th pick right now. The early part of his draft, he's got three quarterbacks in that top 10. Cam Ward going one to Tennessee in the division. I think there's more traction to that. At first, it felt like that pick could be, with the right price, something that Tennessee would give up. But the more you hear is they're really starting to like Cam Ward. Then he has Shedeur Sanders. Who Clint, by the way, Mel went off on a tangent today about why he believes Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback in the draft. and has thought it for a while. Everybody talks about what he can't do, but the things that he can do. And now the rise is Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, a player you could not have been more more against potentially being a top 10 pick of, hell, I think all the way up until maybe a couple months ago. But Jackson Dart going 9 to Kellen Moore and the Saints. I know we'll get to the Texans, but that Jackson Dart, man, that, I don't know. Maybe I need to watch more of Jackson Dart. That feels like a mistake. Jackson Dart at 9 feels like a mistake because it's still the top 10 quarterbacks. Still, like, those are guys that you feel like he doesn't feel anywhere. And I was not big on J.J. McCarthy coming out, but he feels like lower than that.
He can't play dead in a horror movie
right now. So that to me is interesting at 9 in the top 10, Jackson.
Yeah, look, the Jackson Dart thing is I mean, I was completely wrong. I mean, I wouldn't say at the moment I don't feel like I was wrong. It was, I mean, 2 years ago I saw him play at Arkansas in person. I'm like, there's no way. This kid is even in today, he's not a good enough athlete to be as undersized and less wow factor with his arm. He was more of just a backyard baller that was tough, that was, you know, could get it done with his legs at that level when need be. The arm was enough, but everything was still very difficult for him. Where I was wrong was I should have let him develop, should have let him mature some, because there's no doubt about it. Watching him this year, he's significantly better. Now, he's still, and you got to take this however you will, because this guy was a top 10 pick as well, but he's more Baker Mayfield than he is, you know, the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you know, C.J. Stroud. You know, he's more of that than he is the surefire, bigger-bodied, better athlete guy. But what I think we've seen is we've seen him develop, obviously, and we've seen him play in an electric system that creates all kind of opportunities for the quarterback. That's not going to be there at the NFL level. But there appears to be an intangible to him that I think teams are really falling in love with.
That's got to be what it is, right?
Yeah, there seems to be like that Baker Mayfield moxie that I can rally the troops and everybody likes me. Every room I walk into, everybody gravitates to me. And that seems like what's moving the needle more than anything for right now when we're talking about first rounder up to top 10 pick. I'm with you. Jackson Dart top 10 still the same. Right after I say I was wrong about him being a first round pick, I wouldn't have had him in the first round after I watched him. Now I would have him in the first round. I just top 10 is a to now me it's a big stretch.
Like I don't get Will Levis vibes. I don't get that. But I just when I watch him, I just don't like 9 is franchise. That's franchise. Like we gotta like you're the guy.
Yeah.
That's potential. Like, hey man, we're riding or dying, man. We might get fired. Which right. Like, so I don't. Yeah. That feels
rich. But I don't know, man. The Kellen Moore was an undersized quarterback that won a lot of games and put up big numbers.
You think they're impressed by where he came from too? Like,
Kiffin,
who's coaching the league?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think there are the development's impressive from again 2 years, even from last year to this season. The development's impressive. I think the overall package is what's impressing people. I just don't think it's top 10. I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, and I think also you just have to remember like much. At a much higher clip right now, what kids are running in college, they're running at the NFL.
Yeah,
much more.
And Kellen Moore's offense is gonna. I was not a Kellen Moore head coach guy either. I mean, hell, I wasn't a Kellen Moore offensive coordinator guy. I don't like the bombs away, super aggressive, stretching the field. Damn sure. I mean, it pays dividends in the box score. But it's hard to win that way against like talent or against elite talent. Kellen Moore showed this year, in my opinion, the biggest thing this year for Kellen Moore was the way he managed Jalen Hurts and tilted his offense towards Jalen Hurts and obviously Saquon Barkley. Instead of being this vertical attack that's constantly pushing the ball down the field, he showed his flexibility or his versatility, if you will. So maybe he can do some. Maybe Jackson Dart is the guy, and they can do some stuff. I don't see him taking a quarterback like Jackson Dart with that offense. I think Jackson Dart's a guy that can go late first round and enter the game in the right situation with the right supporting cast and ball out. I don't see him as a guy that's gonna pull an organization up out of dysfunction.
Yeah, I don't get the sense of that either. As I said, that was the top 10. He has the Texans, and I've started to see this name a little bit more, going after number 25, Josh Simmons, offensive tackle, Ohio State. And the tackle thing is interesting because obviously they traded Tunzel, but they just drafted a tackle in the second round last year, and then they have Titus Howard there, right? And that one doesn't make a lot of sense unless Titus Howard's going to go somewhere and play guard. That doesn't make a lot of sense. You're not going to have a first-round pick not start, right? I would imagine on the offensive line. You're
well,
not going
to
have that.
Now you're getting into – now, you, to me, you're getting into more – which is not a stretch. It's more of like, all right, Nick and D'Amico finna piece this thing together. We're going to draft a tackle. Cool, draft a tackle. But now what does that mean? That means you got to shift Titus Howard. You're paying him too much damn money to do it, but then you're going to shift Titus Howard back into guard. And now you've got a nice little competition at the guard position, but is it really an upgrade at either guard position when you could end up with Juice and Titus? Right? A guy that should have been your right tackle and a guy that you chose to start Shaq Mason, two months ago in the playoffs against. You know, so are it's still not the upgrade that you know one would think the Texans were going to make after what happened last year and after what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio and Nick Kalen, everybody said after the season, between after the season and now. So I don't know, man. That's I said it last week, Ron. I don't think they're a draft pick I don't think they're a draft pick away. Like I don't care where. I don't care if it's a guard. I don't care if it's a center. I don't care if think you're a draft pick away from making the improvement on the offensive line that you need to make given what we watched last year.
No, I'm with you. Even if it's one of the top guards, or even if
we're talking super.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Super Bowl here.
Well, I thought it was at least AFC Championship game. He said knocking down the door. I thought it was the next step.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm with you. I don't think it'd be a tackle. That'd be real interesting. Like, the game plan would be, all right, man, we're going to bounce Tunsil out, then we're going to get this tackle we really like. So we're going to put them in there at the tackle. Our highest paid guy, we're going to play at one of the guard spots.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.